1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 724, 76 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Hey, it is a feel-good Friday at the library.
Nice.
Our construction is over with, and we are fully open at this point, so... We're all really excited about that.
Talk a little bit about the construction. I know the last time we had you on, we were discussing the atrium side of things. What else has been taking place recently?
So the atrium has been replaced, and it is beautiful. It's just if you haven't come in and looked up at our beautiful new atrium, please do so. And then right now we're having a roof put on. The city's putting a new roof on our library. That doesn't have anything to do with the inside of our building. So again, we're fully open on the inside. We do have the children's patio right now closed because of things possibly coming off the roof. But again, we're just really excited to have a new roof. So that's where we are with our construction projects right now. But again, we're fully open. We'll start our story times back up in September. And we're just really looking forward to having everybody back in the library.
So any mitigation rules that are in effect at the library right now, Robin?
What the county said, which is masks are strongly recommended, social distance, wash your hands, use our hand sanitizer, but we don't have any anything specific to the library. You'll see most of the staff wearing masks, but we do go along with what the county said, which is masks are highly recommended.
Understood. Now, unfortunately, you had to, put the halt on the reopening party that you had planned. What was the reasons for that? Is it simply the ongoing COVID spread?
Yes. We just didn't want to bring people together in a small environment, and we were going to be serving food, and we were having a lot of hands-on activities. And we just didn't feel like that. With all the cancellations that have happened in the community in the last 3 weeks, we just didn't feel comfortable continuing to bring people together with the numbers where they are.
Would you like to have a reopening party in the future?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We're all ready. We had it all planned and everything. We had it all planned. We're having all kinds of, like I said, we're having food. We're having refreshments. We've got all kinds of activities. We were going to do tie-dye T-shirts. We're ready to roll whenever things start picking up again as far as having lots of people in a building.
Did you have some people that were initially confused about kind of the opening status when you closed down the reopening party?
It's just been confusing for 2 years. since March of 2020, it's been confusing because we've been open, we've been circulating materials almost all that time from November on, but the closing for the construction and then the reopening. So I know it's been confusing for the community, and I just thank them for their patience. But we know that just like in your home, there are certain things that you have to do to a building, and you don't necessarily want to be in that building when those things are happening. So, lots of confusion. But we've got our calendar out. So if you are confused about what's going on or our hours are from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And our calendar is online. We also have them printed and ready for you to pick up at the library. If you call us and you want us to mail you one, just call the front desk, 620-340-6262, and we will get you a calendar.
And Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell on our primetime newsmaker here this morning. Well, Robin, let me ask you, what has the response been from the patrons since you have opened?
Oh my gosh, yesterday morning I went out and it was just tons of kids out there. I mean, yeah, they're coming back. We're seeing a lot of people who didn't come in for a while because of the closing and opening and closing, and they're back coming in. So we are seeing those numbers increase, especially with families who might not have been sure when they could come in. All of the toys are back in the children's, most all of the toys are back in the children's area. And so, like I said, I went out there yesterday morning into the children's department, and both Wednesday and Thursday morning were pretty heavy use for us. So we know that you know, school's starting back, and the 4-year-olds and up are in the classrooms now, and we have a lot of preschool moms who use our children's area to meet and greet and expose their children to other children as far as socializing. So that's what I saw. That's been the biggest difference that I've seen so far this week.
So has there been some Adrian awe?
Oh yeah, people have just come up. It's not anything unusual for me to walk out of my office and go to the circ desk and see somebody standing in the middle of the atrium and looking up. The city did a great job with that, and we, like I said, we are just so pleased that the way it turned out, that we still have our beautiful natural light that comes into that. Center atrium and really floods that building with the natural light that makes it look so wonderful.
Robin, before we let you go, what is up here on the big event front here for the library? I'm thinking ahead to the fall book sale. Is that still on the calendar?
The fall book sale is still on the calendar. We the library, you know, we have library on the go now with our mobile vehicle. We will be at the Great American Market. We are at the farmers market here in Emporia. We are at the Olpe Farmers Market. Big events. Probably the book sale will probably be the next. But like I said, all of our programs, including we have a middle grade connect this year for the older children. We've got Mad Science Hour. We've got Family Bingo, which is on September 28th, and then we have our regular book clubs for the adults. And then a elementary school William Allen White book club at 4:30 on Wednesday. So lots of things going on. Our mobile library to go is also at Flint Hills Malls on Thursdays. So we're just again really gearing up for the school season, for kids being back in school, for people being back in Emporia, not on vacation. Lots of programs coming up. Really too many to name. Besides, we also have bilingual story times now on Saturdays, on the third Saturday of the month. We've got a genealogy workshop coming up. So way too many things for me to talk about in the short amount of time I've got. But do come by and pick up a calendar or look at our website.
Sounds good. Well, Robin, best of luck here having those fall events on the calendar. Good to have the library open in full here for now, and I really appreciate your time here this morning.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah. See you soon.
Robin Newell, Emporia Public Library Director, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, we do have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week open, so give us a call.